Now we'd like to talk about another way people show off their sense of style. According to a 2012 Harris poll, about 1 in 5 Americans now has at least one tattoo. And in a country of more than 300 million people, that's a lot of tattoos. But it is still the case that not everybody is comfortable with them. Here's a clip of actress and comedian Margaret Cho talking about her mother's attitude toward her tattoos.
My mother does not like my tattoos. I don't like tattoos. It's too much. I don't like tattoos. Meanwhile, she has her eyebrows tattooed, her eyeliner, her blush, her lipstick.
Well, you might have noticed that you're going to be seeing more tattoos because it's summertime and people are showing them off. So we thought this would be a good time to talk about why some people seem to be so fascinated by tattoos while other people are completely turned off and what accounts for the growing interest in tattoos. To have that conversation, we've invited one of this area's leading tattoo artists. He has won more than a dozen awards in his field. He is known as Fatty. He is the founder of Fatty's Custom Tattoos here in Washington, D.C. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. I'm really stoked to be here.
Well, thank you. How did you learn to tattoo? What got you interested in it?
My interest in tattooing started when I was 16, when I got my first tattoo in a guy's basement for $20. After that experience, I was totally hooked. I had decided then that tattooing was my calling in life, and that's what I was going to pursue as an art form and as a career.
Tattooing is clearly an ancient art. I mean, there are all kinds of traditional cultures where people tattoo themselves for all kinds of reasons. But in this country, it's been associated with just certain people, like people in prison, people in the military. Oftentimes people kind of associate it with, kind of something that people do on a whim. Do you think it still has this kind of outlaw feeling?
Unfortunately, no. I enjoyed it much more when it did. I would say in the last 10 years, tattooing has become mainstream. I can say this with clarity because I was involved in the business before it was mainstream. In the past, when somebody would ask you, what do you do for a living? And you would tell them, well, I'm a tattoo artist. Typically, and this is 20 years ago, the reactions were negative. There was skepticism that I could make a legitimate living doing tattoo art. There were concerns that I am somehow a real shady dude because I do tattoos. To me, the thing that confirmed that it was mainstream is when I went to go pick up my daughter from her preschool for the first time, and one of the soccer moms asked me, what do you do for a living? And I told him I did tattooing, and the reaction was, cool. And then all of a sudden, all the moms started coming around and wanting to talk to me about it. And 10 years prior, they probably would have been shielding their children from me.
It's interesting that you hear that on the one hand, and a lot of people have tattoos, display their tattoos, not just artists, but we often see a lot of artists like Adam Levine, for example, with Maroon 5. He's also one of the judges on The Voice, has a lot of tattoos and displays of Margaret Cho, as we mentioned. But then you still hear stories like this. I just want to play another clip of a conversation we had with a young woman named Al Fox. She calls herself Tattooed Mormon. She moved to Utah about 3 years ago. She is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and this is what she talked about, an experience that she had when she first moved there.
I just felt like everyone was just staring at me. You could just feel people staring at you, from every direction or even behind you. And finally this guy, he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "It's pretty ironic you look the way you do holding that book," and it was a church book.
What do you hear that from people? Do you hear people saying that people think that if they're wearing tattoos or they have parts of their bodies tattooed, then it means something about them? And do you think it means something?
In our current cultural context, I do think it used to have a little more meaning. It truly meant that you were an outlier of society. You weren't interested in participating in mainstream affairs. It almost has an opposite meaning now. There's a certain tattoo that we do. There's a couple of them that we do quite regularly. It's the same thing. People find it on the internet, print it out, and say, "This is what I want." It might be slight variations, but it's basically the same tattoo. We'll tell them while we're drawing it up, we did this 3 times last week, and the response is, "Oh, cool." And so to me, it seems like people are getting tattooed now not to set themselves apart, but to be a part of the coolness culture that it has become.
What do you think changed it? You were saying that it really changed over the last 20 years. Any idea what changed it?
I would say the main culprit behind the change in our cultural attitudes towards tattooing has been the media exposure. But I would also say that tattooing has, it has changed dramatically in the sense that it's far more artistic. If you look at the people that are actually good at tattooing, what they're producing images on skin that would rival the best work of any canvas painter.
You're working in a place that's in an area that's known to be kind of conservative in matters of fashion and style. It's Washington, D.C. It's the nation's capital. There are a lot of people who wear suits every day. And do you find that self playing itself out in your work?
Yes, often because of the fact that we are in Washington, D.C., a lot of my clients do have high-profile jobs. I tattoo judges, lawyers, priests. I've even tattooed the chief political advisor to one of the presidential candidates. These people do have to make an effort, though, to not have their tattoos showing. But the fact that they're wearing a business suit means that they can pretty much get anything tattooed with their hands and their face.
Do you envision a time when we'd have a president with a tattoo?
I heard recently that President Obama was considering getting tattooed. Well, actually, he was threatening his daughters to get a tattoo if they got tattooed. And so, Mr. President, if you're listening, Fatty will hook you up.
Okay. Fatty is the owner of Fatty's Custom Tattoos. He was kind enough to join us here in our studios in Washington, D.C., which is also where he practices. Fatty, thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It's been an honor.